Milwaukee is home to about one-third of Wisconsin's undocumented immigrants, an estimated 30,000 people. Today, we talk to a 21-year-old DACA recipient who's navigating the uncertain landscape as we continue our series on undocumented immigrants. WUWM's Angelina Mosher-Salazar brings us the story.
Aime Navarro Villegas is a very busy college student.
I am a senior at Marquette University.
I am a Burke Scholar,
a scholarship program that does 300 hours of service per academic year.
I am currently the chair for the Dreamers Gala.
And that's not everything that she's involved in.
Anything that I do comes back to giving people access through college education.
Access to college is something Aime is passionate about. When she was in eighth grade, she witnessed just how hard it was for her sister to get into college.
Like, she was like poster child, like the best student. She participated in every single sport. She was a 4.0 student.
But Aime quickly learned that being a standout student and athlete would not be enough to get her sister to college.
That's when I figured out that she would have to pay out-of-state tuition in the state of Wisconsin, and there was no options for her.
Aime and her sister are both undocumented, and seeing her sister struggle stressed Aime. And as she went through school, her anxiety turned to anger. She attended a predominantly white high school through the Choice program, which allows some children to attend private schools at taxpayer expense.
I've done a lot of thinking about that anger, and I feel like some of it was justified. This is where I cry.
Aime gets emotional here. Her mother was working in residential housing and her father worked construction, often in the suburbs. And she says she felt like she was living in two parallel worlds, one where she would see the privileged status of her classmates and the other where she would see exploitation happen to her parents.
Yes, my mother was agreeing to the terms of employment, but I understood that she didn't have the agency that was needed to consent to terms of employment. And, you know, my classmates had housekeepers and my classmates had gardeners, and maybe it wasn't them, but maybe a neighbor was exploiting someone that was too vulnerable to say no.
Aime says she remembers one incident in high school where she was grappling with what to do about college.
And I confided in a teacher who I had like grown to be very close to, and he looked at me, was like, You're too white to be a wetback.
In 2012, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, was announced. And the program is kind of an administrative relief from deportation with a work permit. Aime says she still remembers when you could apply. People were rushing to sign up. But in order to be eligible for DACA, there are many requirements regarding age and education, a clean record with the law, like not even an OWI. But there was one particular requirement that Aime and her family were worried about.
Being able to prove that you were within the U.S. from your point of entry until the present day.
Aime says that her mother was concerned about finding documentation that would prove that the kids had stayed in the United States. And the main way to get that was through the schools. Aime said it was a desperate dash to the school office.
There's a scene where, like, within SpongeBob's brain, there's, like, little SpongeBobs that are looking through the file cabinets and it's, like, on fire. Like, that's what I think of. Like, where is the file?
That was 8 years ago. Now, the Supreme Court could decide whether to end DACA. With the fate of DACA being debated, Aime says she's gone from anxious to angry to fatigue.
I'm exhausted, and everyone else I've talked to is exhausted. I think we're all tired.
Aime says she often ponders the idea of repatriating or self-deporting, and she wants people to step into her shoes and ask themselves how difficult the situation must be that they could not imagine a future for themselves in this country. Tomorrow, on the third and final part of our undocumented series, we hear from an undocumented man who feels differently. He's just established his own business and says he's here to stay. Angelina Mosher-Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.